The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome back to the MarTech Podcast. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about how to modernize your digital marketing strategies and analytics. Joining us again is Steve Kiger, who is the Chief Product Officer at RocketSource, which is a progressive digital services company providing innovative solutions in strategy, consulting, creative technology, data, and operations. Grounded in end-to-end customer experience and intelligent operations, RocketSource solves complex challenges for the most disruptive and market-leading brands in the world. And yesterday, Steve and I talked about how to manage a digital transformation, and today we're going to talk a little bit about what's called journey analytics. Okay, here's the rest of my conversation with Steve Kiger, Chief Product Officer at RocketSource. Steve, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Great to have you back. Yesterday, we talked a lot about digital transformations, the idea of getting the right amount of data to flow to the right people so you can connect your brand experience to your customer experience. And it's a process that all brands have to continually do to stay relevant. There's this notion of journey analytics, which is helping understand the connection of brand to customer to experience. Talk to me a little bit about how you define journey analytics and how are you implementing that into your practice?
In terms of journey analytics or customer journey analytics, really what it comes down to is tracking a customer from the very first time they've ever heard of your brand to them actually purchasing your product to then becoming hopefully a brand ambassador and now telling their friends and family about your product. So what journey analytics ultimately is trying to do is track every single touch point for that customer. For example, let's say they saw an ad on Facebook for you. They clicked on the ad, they go to your website, they look your website for a little bit, they exit out. The next day they get served a retargeting ad from you. Then they go onto Google, maybe do a little review of your product or service. Then they go back to your website. Maybe they go to Facebook to look at some more reviews. And then ultimately they make this decision of saying, hey, I'm going to purchase this product. From there, they buy the product. Then what happens? Unfortunately, a lot of brands out there, they stop at that point. And there's such a huge opportunity where you can continue to market to those people from qualitative data, understanding how they're feeling about the product, to ultimately saying, how do we get that person to tell their friends and family about how amazing this product or service is? And then ultimately getting them to, again, that brand loyalist or brand advocate side of the bowtie funnel and say, okay, this company's awesome. I want to tell everyone about it. And so at the core of it is tracking a user from the very first touch point to the very last touch point.
So this seems very much similar to multi-touch attribution on the front end of marketing, where you're trying to understand the value that each marketing channel has. Talk to me about how some of these systems overlap when you're doing this type of tracking. Understand whether people are bouncing back and forth between marketing channels. How do you assign value to all these channels? And then how do you take that forward into the customer experience?
I think that's a part of customer journey analytics, right? The piece of ROAS, return on ad spend, how long is it taking to attain a customer? Specifically for RocketSource, we look at journey analytics and look at a customer journey a little differently is looking at the emotional side of a customer as well. How are they thinking at each stage? How are they feeling at each stage? What are they saying, right? So we're actually looking at customers and talking to them through qualitative data. Maybe you're doing some focus groups and understanding how they're thinking, feeling, and saying at each touch point. to ultimately make better decisions on content design. Maybe your checkout flow doesn't make sense. And so although some of that could be attributed through some Google Analytics or multi-touch variant analytics or return on ad spend, where we feel like there's a huge advantage to looking at an emotional side of a purchase, that's where you can get a lot of really good insight and make better decisions on how to properly communicate to the customer.
So walk me through some of the mechanics of doing this. What are the platforms that you're using to basically take the multi-touch attribution return on ad spend and to spin it forward and get a picture of not only the qualitative, but the quantitative data as well?
That's really hard. And hopefully everyone has listened to the first part where the first thing you got to do is clean that data. You need to make sure the data is correct, make sure that it's communicating the right thing, making sure that qualitative data is talking to the quantitative data. So you really can't get to a proper customer journey analytics until all that is done. From there, obviously there's a lot of platforms out there that can at least accumulate all the data. Domo, Tableau, at least will get you some basic platform dashboards that you can at least start to get some information from. And then ultimately our goal is we want to completely customize that customer journey analytics. Unfortunately, we haven't got to a client where we could completely do that from soup to nuts. So really you're just kind of cutting it up into pieces. So taking that qualitative data, again, we're completely platform agnostic. So whether you use Qualtrics or Merit CX or any of the other qualitative data loops out there, we'll take all that data, we'll put it into a dashboard, then we'll use whatever platforms they're using internally to ultimately get to a place where you can communicate the data to the clients. And then again, Google Analytics, Google 360, I think is a really good example for a larger company that you can take a lot of that multi-attribution information and get information from there. But again, for us, ultimately our goal, if we could ever get there with the customer, is completely build out a fully customized journey analytics that actually tells you on demand how people are feeling, how they're thinking, where are those drop points off. Unfortunately, we just haven't got there yet.
It seems like that's the holy grail of having one singular system that tells you your ad spend and your marketing efficiency, where are the pain points in your customer experience, all the way through the feedback loops and referrals. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. Since that doesn't really exist, what advice do you have for marketers that are trying to get a full picture of what's happening with their end-to-end marketing experience, knowing that they have to weave all of these tools together?
I think Google 360 does probably the closest job. It's expensive though. So again, it's going to be dependent on how large the company is that you're trying to get out there. If you're a smaller company and you have a pretty good base of what those touch points are, really just start to get some qualitative data from your customers. Understand how they're feeling and thinking throughout that customer journey is super, super important don't just look at data from Google Analytics and make the decision based on when they exited off the page. Really get emotional triggers and qualitative data from those customers, I think, is super important. You're going to get a lot of really good information by looking at qualitative data versus just quantitative. I would say, at the very least, start to gather the data, start to ask the right questions at the right time along the customer journey. And then, I don't think we've touched on this too much, if you take a bow tie funnel and you flip it sideways, on the left side, you have your attract, your nurture, your convert, and your engage. And then you have your sell. And then on the right side, again, if you expand that funnel the opposite way, then you have the adopter, the loyalist, the advocate, and then ultimate is the brand ambassador. So how do you get a customer from someone that has just heard about your company to ultimately becoming a brand ambassador and telling their friends and family? It's about the data. It's about making sure that you're communicating the product or service correctly, and then talking to them after the sale, making sure that they're happy and making sure that you're solving any problems that they have.
As much as we as marketers and data-driven marketers love systems and integration and funneling data from one place to the other, without a perfect system, which in most cases does not exist, it's your job as the marketer to be that system, to be able to take in and interpret all of that data from the multiple different systems and figure out where the breakdowns are happening. And that happens by interpreting both qualitative and quantitative data. That's really the job of a marketer, is to take all of the data that we have across these disparate systems and understand where the problem is and go fix the next problem to make sure that we're not only attracting customers, that they're converting, but that they're also becoming advocates and supporting the brand and generating recurring revenue.
Yeah. And to add to that, I think the most important thing as a marketer that you can do once you have all that data and you've looked at all the data and you've made the decision, make sure to tell everyone in the organization, make sure to tear down those data silos and allow everyone to see that data, because that's going to be the most cohesive way to not only make sure your customers aren't confused if they read a blog post and then they go to the website and then they have another experience with your call center, for example. You need to make sure your call center is saying the same thing as your content team, that's saying the same thing as the website team. And that all comes back to democratizing that data, making sure everyone understands what you found, closing the loop, trying it again, doing the data again, and then continually evolving that message based on the data that's coming in.
It's not just enough that you understand the data, that it needs to be shared with the rest of the organization.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to change subjects a little bit. I know that at RocketSource, you're obviously doing some consulting. You're helping people understand how to do digital transformations, helping companies do their journey analytics. You also run Rocket Labs, which is creating some really innovative products to help marketers. Talk to me a little bit about some of the products that you've created at Rocket Labs. How are you helping marketers create content, distribute that content? You've got a lot on your plate. Tell us a little bit about that side of your business.
So that's where the fun is, right? As much fun as consulting with other clients are, when you be able to build your own internal products, that's where the passion lies. And so we have two products. One is in the marketplace. It's a company called Pulse Motive, and it is a customer conversational audio guidance tool, meaning anyone can record an audio piece like this, a podcast, maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute long. And within a few minutes, you can actually get that up on your website. And what's cool about our product is that we allow timed triggered slide outs on the website when you want it to happen. So for example, let's say you put a 1 minute audio pulse on a website and in 30 seconds, you mention something about a coupon. We can actually have a triggered slide out at that exact 30 second mark with the coupon delivered to the user on demand right there. So what's happening is you're allowing to use a personalized voice to guide users down a certain path on a website. So that product is live. It's Pulse Motive without an E. So PulseMotive.com. Feel free to check it out. It's a really cool product. We're seeing some really great analytics from customers staying on websites longer, as well as conversion is increasing. The second product that we have that is currently in beta is a company called PlatStack. It's a platform to stack your links. And we're super excited about this product. Again, we'll be in beta for about 3 more months. But what it is it's an ability to not only save and digitally organize all your links into what we call stacks. The ultimate goal is to be able to share those stacks or share your knowledge with the world. So it's allowing you to curate knowledge. So for example, for myself, I might have 5 really good websites I use for color psychology and choosing colors for brands. I have a couple books that I've read that I love about brand psychology. I have a couple websites I go to. This platform allows you to accumulate all that knowledge of all the links of all the websites and it allows you to share that knowledge with the world. They can follow you, they can click on all the links with one click, and it's a really cool way to not only organize yourself, but also help educate other people that are maybe interested in a subject matter that you might be an expert in.
Stephen, you're a man of many talents. I appreciate you coming on the show and talking to us not only about your consulting practice, but also some of the innovative tools that you're building to help marketers, anybody interested in using voice to help distribute some of their content, aggregating content and helping people find best in class into being a curator. I've checked the tools out. They're really interesting. We're going to start integrating some of them into what we do on the MarTech podcast. Stephen, thanks for being a guest on our show.
Ben, I really appreciate your time. Hopefully listeners have found value, and feel free to reach out if you have any questions for me. I love to talk to other people and see what else is out there.
All right. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech podcast. Thanks again to Stephen Kiger, Chief Product Officer at RocketSource, for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about Stephen, you can click on the link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You could send him a tweet. His company's handle is RocketSource, RocketSource, or you could visit his company's website, which is rocketsource.co. If you're interested in Pulse Motive, you can go to PulseMotive.com. And for the content aggregation tool PlatStack, you can go to PlatStack.com. Just one link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to MartechPod, MartechPod, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our once a week newsletter, or you can send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much everywhere. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShaap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we publish episodes 7 days a week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.